Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am profoundly and deeply grateful to be with you on this 12th day of May 2019 as we look at why should I care, both do and should. The word care is an interesting word, and we're going to take a look at it and see, do you care, and what do you care about? And that caring is becoming more and more and more narrow as the years go by, as we not only grow older, but as we maturate into this society that we are in. I want to remind you that, as you know, this radio program is supported solely and entirely upon your tax-deductible gift. Without your support, as you know, we would not be able to be here. I don't know how much longer this is going to keep going, but I would really appreciate you becoming a sponsor and helping us sustain our radio program through your gifts. A sponsor is someone who comes in and offers a donation either quarterly, four times a year, or monthly, every month. And that donation is used to pay for airtime and all the accoutrement, as we say, of Aspire, which means helps me go to hospice, helps me with my BATMO project with the kids. It helps me sustain every TV program you see on the website. Every penny is used to support and sustain spiritual awakening. And that is something that is very rare. And you're going to find out here in today's little offering what that is all about. So maybe if you are listening and you are finding the radio program to be of service to you in some way or another, that you will help us by becoming a sponsor and supporting us. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see down at the bottom why support Aspire. If you open that up and read it, it will help you understand everything you needed to know. You will get some really nice goodies for being a sponsor, access to my podcast, videocast, commentaries, 122 TV discourses that I've done on all various subjects, you know, that I did with the TV series. And you can just take them if you like and listen to them, download them, whatever you like. They're there for you. And of course, you get the message of the month sent to you each and every month, either in CD form or download. And those are always on different spiritual subjects that are important. At least I think they are. So there you are. I hope you'll help. Why should a person care? What does it mean to care? I don't think people care much about anything other than themselves. I was sitting and talking to some millennials the other day, and my heart went out to them. It really did. I don't even know what to say half the time. I mean, anyway, that I said, you know, what do you live for? What is important to you? They said, really, their pets, their friends, their family is about as far as it goes. And all of them agreed to one thing about being a millennial. And that whole deal is they have no hope for a future. They can't buy a house. The likelihood of buying a home is way beyond them. They'd have to inherit. And there's all sorts of things they worry about, the economy, which they should be worried about, and the ecology, which they should be worried about. And, you know, our political leaders, they all installed this for the benefit of themselves. I don't think people really understand human psychology, the human psyche. It's interesting that you can have anyone become a congressman or a senator or whatever, a president, a vice president, without without a mental checkup. I think there should be some checkups to see how neurotic they are, how mentally ill they are, because you'd have to be mentally ill just to want to become a politician at all. You'd have to be terribly ill in your mind, because that is a part of the gig. being greedy, as selfish, uncaring. The word care, a provision of what is necessary for the health, welfare, maintenance, and protection of someone or something. Okay, serious attention or consideration applied to doing something correct or to avoid damage or risk. An object of concern, a feeling of occasion for anxiety. Those are definitions of the word care. It's interesting. I don't think we understand what care means, kindness, compassion. I don't think any of these things mean much to us. And if everything isn't pointed towards ourselves and we don't have this care that we think we need for who and what we are, we just lose it for the world and for our life. So we're going to look at the word care here. And I have some questions that were put to me by people who have been listening for a while, kind of get the gist of Aspire. So here's the first one by Karen. Does not tell me where she lives. I've been listening to you for a long time. I've never written you. I've never written anyone to ask a question. But here goes. How do I care about what I don't care about? Like your practice. I know I should, but I just don't. Karen. Karen, you are in the vast majority of people in this world who want more than what they can understand and want more probably in this world, than they can truly understand as a compensation for what they don't understand. You are here for a purpose, a reason. You are not here by some random thing that happened to you. Although it may look like that, it isn't. There is a definite purpose for each of us in this world. We don't understand this purpose, nor do we care to understand, because what we are trying to do is survive and have a little bit of a good time. Most people live like they are going to school in third grade. You go in the morning and you do your work and you do your studies, and then in the afternoon you can go out and play. That's the way people are. You earn a lot of money or as much money as you can, and then you can go out and play. And that is as far as most people go with their life and with their livingness. They don't have any sense of the bigger picture of why they're here. They don't explore that bigger picture. I have students who do not explore the bigger picture, not at all. They don't see things for the way they are, not at all. They just want them to be the way they want them to be. So, how do you care about what you don't care about? You can't. Karen Latsa said it well. A person has to be sick of their sickness. You're not sick of your sickness, and you are a part of a huge crowd of people who are also not sick of their sickness. And the worst part about it is, if that isn't enough, is that most people don't care that they're not sick of their sickness. Their indifference overrides caring. And that's when we have a problem, when indifference surpasses caring. And it's so easy to be indifferent about your inner state. People are not indifferent about money. They're not indifferent about sex. They're not indifferent about their family, their pets, but they're indifferent about reaching the soul. They have no sense of the soul, nor do they think in terms of going towards the soul. Not at all. It isn't a thing for them. So there you are. This thing of not being, shall we say, interested in the state of the soul has really gone so far as to give you the government you have, the society you have, the culture that you don't have, and to me, the meaning of life that is not resonating in people. We don't love one another. We just don't, because we don't see our oneness in one another. We don't see ourselves in one another enough. We feel pity for those who have terrible things happen. You know, you have something bad happen to you in the world, and people are more than willing to throw money at it or whatever, but they're not willing to engage deeply in themselves to find that place where love exists as care. The only thing to care about is love itself. When I have touched the presence of love within, I care about you. I care about me. I care about others. But here's the deal. I always put you first. And that is the difference. First you, then me. I put your well-being ahead of my desires, my ambition, my pride, my vanity, my getting ahead, my seeming advantage. And we're not about to do all that, not at all. That's the key to it. Who is this thing that's living you? Who is this thing that is living and dying? What is living? What is dying within you each and every moment? What is that all about? That is something for all of us to consider, but rarely do we, because we are so busy wanting everything we want the way we want it to make us comfortable. So here's what you ought to do, Karen. Take a look at what you care about. Take a list of the things you care about in your life and ask yourself why. And you will see that most of those things on the list have something to do with caring for you, something that makes you feel cared for and loved. Then share that with others at all times. Give to others what you would want for yourself. And if you can practice that ever so slightly, you will start to open up some inner doors. You will start to understand the meaning and the structure of your life, and something of the other shore could reach you. And that is a very beautiful thing. Thank you, Karen, for your question. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Randy in Colorado. What does it mean to care beyond emotion, as you talk about? How can anyone care beyond their emotions, Randy? Well, it's easy, Randy. The first thing you have to do is see what emotions are and how many emotions you have about so many different things, and realize the mischief that has happened to you in your life due to your engagement in these emotions and making them so important. People love their emotions. They love the drama, the passion, the, oh, golly, the whole idea of I feel, and whine about it and think that that's all there is. You know, Hitler had emotions and he had feelings and he thought he was doing the right thing because of what he emotionally did. Huh? He did. Everybody has emotions. They're dime a dozen. But what are these emotions? How do they work in us? What do they predicate in my life? What are they all about? Well, you know, human emotions are attached to DNA and genetics. So your DNA is screaming at you, protect yourself, take care of yourself, go get this, go get that at all costs. Your genetics are how you go about operating in your DNA. So your genetics, you have, let's say, very strong emotional attachments and genetics to being cunning or being smart. And so you go out and you figure out ways to fulfill your genetic heritage and your DNA by becoming a whatever you become. Whatever occupation you get involved in, socially, how you manipulate people, how you fool them, especially if you're attractive. If you're attractive, you can get almost anything out of anybody because people have envy for you. They're charmed by how you look, all this stuff. We get this stuff going on within us, and then before you know it, we're in emotion. We're deeply in emotion, and emotions then are very one-sided. They make me think only in one way, thinking in terms of only doing things one way, and that is the emotional way. And this is where we get the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth kind of thing, as Jesus talked about, and it's still very true in our day and time. So that's how emotions keep us going. What's it mean to care beyond emotion? You have to see the bigger picture. You have to be able to see down the line that this begats that, begats that, begats that. You have to see how you're enacting traits and emotions that set into motion all sorts of behaviors, affects other people. I can't pick up a Kleenex in my office without affecting the world. I know you don't believe that. You think that is a ludicrous statement, but it isn't. I can't do any gesture without changing the ethers, the energies of the world. And if I pick up that Kleenex from the point of view of the insanity of this culture, this society that we are in, this world that we are in, where it's all about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If I pick that Kleenex up out of greed or out of indifference, I absolutely maturate back into the collective unconscious, which we cannot see, and I immerse myself in the energies that sustain the strength of spiritual indifference and ignorance. Everything we do matters. Every single little thing we do. So when a student was coming in for Sazen meditation, and he was in a hurry, he was almost late, he took off his shoes and threw them on the floor, banged the door, came in, sat down. The master looked at him and said, "Go out and apologize to your shoes and the door for being so angry, so indifferent." The young man thought that the master was being crazy, being foolish. He said, "Go on, do it." So the whole group is looking at him, and he's thinking how embarrassed he is by what the master has asked him to do. So he apologizes to his shoes and to the door and comes and sits down. When he comes back, according to lore, we had a different man. He realized what the master was trying to get him to do, to see the harshness of his behavior. And this is the way people are. They're harsh in their behavior. Now, this simple little exercise, you would think, would maybe help someone. It didn't. It doesn't. Because we're so far gone. We're on to the next thing and the next thing. There must be an app for this one. There has to be an app. So we start looking at our phones and we start talking. We don't have any appreciation for our gestures and how important they are and what they do to the world. You want peace on earth? Make peace within yourself. You want kindness on this beautiful earth, and be the kindness you want. Gandhi was right. Be what you want to see happening here on this earth. Be the acts of kindness, of love, that you want to see. You must do it over and over and over again. This means you're principled and you have some sense of character. Most people don't even know what character is. And most people, because of that, have no soul. And when I have no soul, then everything I do is in defense of my ego and my pride, my vanity. And that changes nothing in the world, but keeps everything the same in the world. So there you are. Randy, what does it mean to care beyond emotion? You have to see how important you are and how everything you do matters, everything. Then you will start to understand. And I know you'll look in the world and try to find in the world some, you know, well, if I do this, do I see a change? The change is within us, not in the world. So don't be looking in the world. Look within yourself. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Jerry. He does not tell me where he lives. He just says this. Why do I do so many unkind acts, Jerry? Jerry, you do unkind acts like all of us do unkind acts because we know not what we do. We just don't know. And the worst part of it all is that we don't care. And when I don't care, I keep doing those unkind acts over and over and over again. And of course, then nothing changes. One unkind act breeds another unkind act, breeds another. And over and over and over again, these things occur. So you have to ask deep within yourself, what am I doing? You hurt the things you love by doing any unkind act to anything. Your worst enemy is the very person that is going to mold and shape your acts towards people you love. Your acts towards your worst enemy shows the state of your sincerity towards love. That sincerity will go out into the world and it will come back to you many different ways. Don't think it. The world ignores it, this life. It is a principle of life. There is no overseer, some god that looks down upon you and says it's time to screw Greg for all of his terrible radio programs and his TV programs. It doesn't work like that. There is a principle in life. The principle of life is love. Anything that gets in the way of that principle, meaning anything Greg does that is not in accord with that principle, comes back to him in many different ways and many different forms. Why do you do unkind acts? Impulse, emotions, disregard, indifference for spiritual life, for the meaning of life, for others. There's 100 million reasons why. But the fact that you're asking, Jerry, is so beautiful and so intelligent. Keep asking why. Keep watching, listening, why. And then instead of just why, eventually, I hope, you'll do something about it. You'll see how you live within yourself and what your interpretation of living has done to others as well as to yourself. And maybe you'll apologize to everything you've hurt in your life, because I am sure, like all of us, there have been plenty of people you've hurt. And maybe it's time to change all that. Thank you for your beautiful question. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Well, there you are. Another week. I hope it served you well. We'll be back again next week. Your donations willing. And maybe we'll be able to answer some more questions. Have a beautiful day, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.